DocVille Talks, präsentiert von Jeva Live.
You've had a bit of an exciting, I guess, a couple of years. You had a bit of a change in the band. You went from trio to a four piece. Did that take some adjustment in the band feel or, you know, the dynamics?
It was a transition from, like, Isaac was just kind of playing the live show, beefing things up, helping me with drum parts and adding stuff to pre-existing songs. And then the more we worked together, the more he became a creative voice in the whole operation. And
also, einiges an Veränderungen passiert bei Half Moon Run. Die sind jetzt zu viert, and we're going to see the four of you on stage today. You tend to rotate instruments on stage, I've learned. Is that because otherwise you would get bored, or is that because you try to find whoever plays best for that particular part or song?
Yeah, it just happened naturally. I don't know how it happened, and it's always a mystery who's going to play what.
Come on, don't tell me that's
no,
a spontaneous
No, before writing a song, no. And often one person will write one part and then we trade and we give it to each other and it's always changing.
I thought on stage we're doing it spontaneously.
Oh, no, no. I mean, no, I have a pretty clear sense of what I'm going to be playing tonight.
Yeah. Very good. Bei Half Moon Run ist es so, dass alle vier eigentlich so ziemlich alle Instrumente ab und an mal spielen und gerade wenn sie Songs neu schreiben oder neu aufnehmen, dass jeder mal dran ist. Und wir hatten gerade so eine kleine Konfusion, weil ich dachte, sie sind auch spontan auf der Bühne, dass jeder mal jedes spielt, aber nein, natürlich nur im Studio. We've just talked to King Gizzard and they said they like the recording better than the live playing, or that's a more important part to them. How is that for you? Do you distinguish between the two, and what's more dear to your heart?
Well, I think we're mostly a live band, and when we record, we try and do it with a live spirit in mind. So it's fun in studio to put up some nice mics and see what everything sounds like and listen back. It's a lot of fun, but I think our hearts are in the live show.
Also, das Herz bei Half Moon Run ganz klar auf der Live-Seite. Sie bezeichnen sich selber als Live-Band und sie schreiben die Musik auch so, dass man sie live gut rüberbringen kann. On is the record that you're here touring right now. Sun Leads Me On, I like the title, and you also actually let the sun lead you on because you wrote parts of it in California. Why did you decide to do that? Is it so horrible in Montreal?
No, it was just an adventure, you know, change it up. We decided very spontaneously. We got in a van, we packed everything up, and we left the next day and drove across North America. It was just really to get inspired from the adventure of it, you know?
Oh, also Abenteurer sind sie. Sie haben Teil dieses Albums Sun Leads Me On in Kalifornien aufgenommen und so wie es klingt, haben sie sich von einem Tag auf den anderen entschieden. Didn't you even book like a studio or anything?
We got an Airbnb. We booked it on the way.
Also Airbnb, einfach so unterwegs gebucht. And how much does actually being in a sunny place do for your inspiration? Is there a connection between the creative process or was it just nice for you to be out in the sun?
It probably had something to do with it. Being next to the beach and getting to surf every day, like it did change the vibe at night when we got together to jam. We could all feel the sun in our skin or something, I don't know.
Also, die Sonne macht schon auch was aus, wenn man kreativ sein will.
I've chose to refuse many things. Yes,
tell me a bit more about if you write a song. There's four of you now. How many of you are actually involved in the writing, or is it just the bouncing off of ideas of each other?
Yeah, just like you say, yeah. You have a little idea, a little part of something, and you bring it to the group of four, and then everybody just tries to fit themselves in and negotiate, and you work on things, and you go away, and you think about it, and that's how you do it.
Also Negotiation, das sind ja Studio-Verhandlungen regelrecht. Also, aber tatsächlich scheint der Prozess so zu sein, auch jetzt, wo sie zu viert sind, dass jemand eine kleine Idee mitbringt, so einen kleinen Nugget of an idea. Und dann wird daran gearbeitet und es geht so ein bisschen hin und her. Who has the final say how a song is supposed to sound? Or is that like a...
Whoever screams the loudest.
And who would that be, usually?
It depends on the song or the idea or whatever. People feel, sometimes we all agree and that's great, and sometimes one person is so passionate that you just have to listen to them and let them have their way. Every decision is a different process, which is how it needs to be, I think.
Is there any one song where you remember that you really fought hard about it, or the most about
Me and Dylan actually fight a lot creatively about all kinds of things, and in the past, it's gone probably equal directions both ways, that he's convinced me or I've convinced him, and I think pretty much every time it's been for the better.
Okay, also Connor sagt gerade, dass er und Dylan durchaus streiten und die beiden sogar die sind, die am meisten streiten, wenn es darum geht, wie ein Song tatsächlich klingen soll. Aber sagt, jedes Mal, wenn sie das gemacht haben und den Song tatsächlich auch verändert haben, war am Ende der Song ein bisschen besser. A favorite way to work? I mean, California seemed to help, but do you have kind of a necessity? That's how the studio needs to be, or do you need quiet, or do you need light, or do you need lots of people around you?
Well, when the recording process, I think that we have to be able to sleep in the studio so that you are immersed in the process there. But when it comes to writing, there's no formula, because if there is, that means that you're relying on a framework, which means that you're not being completely creative, I find. You know, you have to be reinventing yourself so that you can discover new things, you know.
You actually sleep in the studio then?
Yeah, there's a studio downstairs and a bedroom upstairs.
Okay, also es wird im Studio auch geschlafen, das hat dann wahrscheinlich auch durchaus Einfluss auf den kreativen Prozess. Connor sagt aber, dass es einen Unterschied gibt zwischen dem Schreiben und dem tatsächlichen Aufnehmen und da kann man eigentlich überall sein, da ist es nicht so wichtig, ob es Licht gibt oder viele Leute oder irgendwas. We're happy to have you here with this record. I mean, you've been playing it for a bit now. Is there anything you struggled with when you thought, oh well, this didn't quite work out the way we recorded it, we had to change it to make it sound good live?
I think one of the hardest parts was that on the record we used a lot of old synthesizers and a lot of old gear that we couldn't really tour with.
So were they too valuable or too old to?
Oh, just too fragile. Mm. Where they wouldn't really stand up to touring and it would be too much gear to carry around anyway.
So what do you do then?
I ended up sampling everything, which was a big project. 126 Instruments, it took me a long time.
Okay, also ich habe gerade gefragt, ob es irgendwas gibt, was sich doch nicht so gut übersetzen ließ von der aufgenommenen Platte auf die Bühne, obwohl sie ja eigentlich Songs so schreiben, dass sie sich live gut spielen lassen. Aber er sagt, er hat so ein paar alte Synthesizer, die sich nicht gut mit auf die Bühne nehmen lassen, weil sie so, I can't think of the German word for fragile, zerbrechlich sind oder schnell kaputt gehen, dass sie das nicht machen konnten. Also hat er 126 Instrumente gesampled. Damit er diese Sounds mitnehmen kann. Do you have a favorite festival that you used to go to or still try to go to? Apart from Dockville, of course.
Yeah, of course. There's one in Australia called Woodford that we really enjoy. And Glastonbury is actually a lot of fun too in the UK. Glastonbury is still a real music lovers festival. It's like not big in that way, you know. And we just had a blast there. I don't know why.
Also beide sagen, dass sie auch immer noch selber auf Festivals gehen. Das, was ihr hier macht, um Bands auch zu sehen, auch wenn sie jetzt nicht mehr so viel Zeit haben, weil sie ja immer selber spielen. Aber Glastonbury scheint immer noch eins zu sein, wo Musikliebhaber sich gut treffen können. Genauso wie das Dockville natürlich. Thank you so much
for being here.
And you're on at 6. Also um 6 sieht man Half Moon Run. I will definitely go have a look at that. There's some people who want to take photos, I think. Im Großshot. Vielen herzlichen Dank. Thank you so much, guys, for coming.
Thank you.
Thank you, Dylan.
Dockville Talks, präsentiert von Jever Live.